We're sponsored by K.E. Sellers, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall and near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20. In the State of the Union address Tuesday, President Obama put forth an entire list of things he wants Congress to approve, one of which is to raise the federal minimum wage to $9 per hour from its present $7.25. Said the president,
"Tonight, let's declare that in the wealthiest nation on earth, no one who works full-time should have to live in poverty, and raise the federal minimum wage to $9 an hour."
Oh, yes, it's
we
all applause.
We should be able to get that done.
Yes, all stand up and applaud. Yes, great idea.
This single step would raise the incomes of millions of working families.
No, it wouldn't. Minimum wage is a Democrat favorite that proves the maxim that the more wrong an idea is, the more that Democrats will cling to it. An uncritical media will let stand that statement that raising minimum wage would raise the incomes of millions of working families, when in the aggregate it will do just the opposite. The president said that since the federal minimum wage was last raised, 19 states have bumped their minimum wage even higher. But what he didn't tell you is that of the top 10 states with the lowest unemployment rates in the country, only one, Vermont, has a state minimum wage that is higher than the federal minimum wage. He also failed to tell you that according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, of the top 10 metropolitan areas with the highest unemployment rates, 9 of them are in California, a state with an $8 per hour minimum wage that will likely be raised if the federal minimum wage is raised. It's this simple. States that have no minimum wage law or that set state minimum wage equal to the federal minimum wage in the aggregate have lower unemployment rates than states with minimum wages higher than the federal minimum. The whole idea of a minimum wage decreed by government is a bad one for a long list of reasons. And here are just a few. One, politicians can set the minimum wage at whatever amount they choose, but what they cannot do is legislate the money to pay that wage. Money to pay wages comes from the employer, and if the employer doesn't have it or decides that the work is not worth it, workers get laid off and hiring stops. Two, the president's illustration of the family with two kids is a canard. Most who earn minimum wage are young employees in entry-level jobs. These workers have the least experience and thus the least to offer an employer. A young worker being paid minimum wage is, in effect, forfeiting cash compensation in return for the economic benefit of being afforded an opportunity to gain experience and skills that will one day command a higher rate of pay. Raising minimum wage deprives such workers of that opportunity. Three, the Congress cannot simply decide what an hour's worth of your time is worth to you or what an hour's worth of your labor is worth to an employer. From the perspective of your potential employer, it depends on how much he can charge for the work you do. And from your perspective, it depends on if someone else is willing to pay you more. Decreeing that wiping down cars at the car wash is worth $9 an hour doesn't make it so. The car wash owner may be obligated to pay the wage, but the car owner is under no obligation to pay the resulting price for getting his car washed. At some price, it's worth it to the car owner to wash the car himself, which means that at some wage level, it's not worth it for the car wash owner to hire workers. And four, if you've reached the age in life at which people ordinarily have children, buy houses, and raise families, and yet you command only minimum wage for your skills, experience, and education, no law is going to help you. Your problem is that you're not offering a prospective employer enough economic benefit to make it worth paying you a higher salary. Your problem is you, and only you can fix you. There, four arguments against minimum wage, and there are so many more. Bottom line, the president's proposal to raise the minimum wage isn't policy at all. It's pandering, something that a country with a sputtering economy, drowning in debt, can ill afford. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetaxes.com, and you tell me. Try the wine before you buy it. That's what you can do at a winery that you can't do at a retail store, and K.E. Sellers is a winery. And I have three new wines for you to try. First is the Keepersall 2012 Texas Vit. This is the latest vintage of the crisp white that I tell you about every time the weather starts getting warm. Then there's the 2012 Keepersall Viognier, a full-bodied white, excellent on its own, or with fish, fruit, or cheese. And then a new white wine called Chila. In South Africa, Chila means quitting time, and Thus, the name is appropriate for this Sauternes-style dessert wine, perfect after dinner as the evening draws to a close. All three of these newly released wines are available for you to try at the tasting bar at KE Cellars. Tell them I sent you. They'll put the nominal $1 tasting fee on my tab. Today after work's a good time to get all of this done at KE Cellars, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, and always online at kecellars.com.